and welcome to the Keystone HDC Podcast, number 16. My name is Jerry McPherson, and last week we looked at six successful ways to handle customer complaints. Well, the good news is, we have some more. Today, we'll look at five more ways for successfully handling customer complaints. So let's begin where we left off at our last podcast. 7. Spending time with your customers. I've mentioned a couple times in the past how important it is to be visible with your customers and to be friendly with them. Whenever there's a problem, it should be handled as quickly as possible. And it's easier for your customers not to feel anxious if they feel like they're dealing with a friend. On the other hand, unhappy or customers you do not have a relationship with, more often than not, want a resolution yesterday. If this is the case, make those customers your priority. 8. Confirming an issue and verifying the result. If you have a system in place where customers fill out an online form, make sure you have an automatic reply to notify your customers that the form has been received and how much time it'll take before the issue is answered or resolved. There is nothing worse than filling out a form, hitting the submit, and not knowing whether it's going to reach a real person or end up in a black hole. When any issues are resolved, always end your response with the following inviting question. Is there anything else I can help you with today? This is a great habit to get into even when using email or telephone. 9. Be genuine. Treat your customers like regular people. Never speak down to them or talk to them like you are a corporate stiff. Don't look at a conversation with the customer as a correspondence, but instead, a chat. 10. Don't automatically overcompensate. Ask. We all know that if you operate a hospitality property, you work hard for your money. So don't automatically throw freebies at your customers to resolve issues, but instead ask them, what do you think would be fair? Yes, I know if you're dealing with rip-off customers, they might use this opportunity to get whatever they can, but most other customers will likely ask for much less than you would have offered. 11. We all have bad days. Have you ever had a bad day, snapped at somebody, and later felt terrible? Well, your customers do too. Don't take it personally. Even with the worst rip-off customer, you have to remember that you cannot control how other people act, but your reaction, you can control. Stay calm and remain in control, knowing the next incredible customer is just around the corner. Well, that's our look at five more ways to handle complaining customers. If you have any interesting stories about handling complaining customers and would like to share, or have any questions or feedback, you can leave them in the comments section of the show notes. A PDF of each episode can also be found in the show notes at our website, KeystoneHospitalityDevelopment.com, and click blog, or go directly to KeystoneHospitalityDevelopment.com/blog. Let's continue to work together and put heads in your beds. Until next time, have a fun day. Don't automatically throw phoebes at your... phoebes? Okay, try that again.